This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Day 9 of Russia's attack on Ukraine. Russian forces have now taken over the strategic port city of Kherson, a vital Black Sea port. And the Russians now control that nuclear plant in the city of Enerhodar. The plant caught fire as the Russians shelled the area. The fire is out now. And just moments ago, the head of the UN Atomic Watchdog says there has been no release of radioactive material at the Ukrainian plant. Here's the AP's Tim McGuire.
Live stream security video from Thursday night showed Russian armored vehicles driving into the parking lot of a nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine and opening fire. The muzzle flashes followed by explosions, smoke, then flames. The International Atomic Energy Agency said the fire had not affected essential equipment, and Ukraine's nuclear regulator reported no change in radiation levels as a result of the attack. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Winter Paralympic Games are opening today in Beijing, and the Russian athletes have been sent home. The Ukrainians are there. Here at home, demand for COVID vaccines is collapsing in many parts of the country. States are scrambling to use the stockpiles of doses before they expire. The AP's Jennifer King.
Right now, roughly 65% of all Americans are fully vaccinated, and about 76% have received at least one shot. Public health departments say they are shuffling doses around to try and find providers that will use them. From Michigan to North Carolina, state officials are telling the Associated Press that millions of doses have already gone to waste. The Department of Health and Human Services says redistributing the excess doses to other nations isn't feasible because of the difficulty in regathering and transporting the shots in refrigerated conditions.
The Navy has recovered an F-35 fighter jet that crashed while trying to land on an aircraft carrier in the South China Sea in January. Seven sailors on board were injured, including the pilot. This is AP News. A plan to help the homeless in California is controversial. Many advocates say it's a violation of civil rights.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is proposing a plan to offer more services to homeless people with severe mental health and addiction disorders, even if that means forcing some into care. The program is expected to be called Care Court. Counties would set up a mental health branch in civil court. Governor Newsom says more money would be provided for psychologists, treatment beds, and services for the homeless.
If the individual is unwilling or unable to commit to following through on that plan, there will be the capacity to move in to a different category of care.
If someone cannot make informed medical decisions for themselves, they would have a peer provide a pathway to access.
It requires a partnership, however, with that individual, and that's where we're trying to find a meeting of minds.
The state legislature would have to sign off on this. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.